A Bowl of Soul with Terry Ferguson, Fridays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive Radio Network.
You're in another place, another dimension, another world, a world that you've never explored before. You've reached your destination. The destination is soul. It's the BRNX. You know what's next. It's a Bowl of Soul.
Have lots of fancy clothes
and drive a big fine Cadillac. Not knowing all the time I had these things, my friends would stab me straight in my back.
No, no, no. Even had a house
out there in Beverly Hills. I was moving so fast now, I didn't even have time to worry about paying my bills. I used to have lots of money. I had them in big old sacks. I used to litter my clothes, but they never, never, ever, never, never brought them back.
Now I don't have nothing.
I'm so old. You. I remember when you used to say that intelligent slam die. And I used to come out of the bottom of my heart, because I thought you were a friend of mine. But it seemed that you didn't even give a damn without me. Oh.
Yeah, this is Professor T Love, and this is A Bowl of Soul, baby, coming at you once again. Happy Friday. We're coming to the end of the year, y'all. We're going to be ushering in the new year, which is 2012, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul coming at you, bringing you some of the Philadelphia soul sounds of Mr. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, who were an American singing group and one of the most popular Philadelphia soul groups of the 1970s. The group's repertoire included soul, R&B, doo-wop, and disco, and they were founded in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in the early 1950s as the Charlemagne's. The group is most noted for having several hits on Gamblin' Huff's Philadelphia International label from 1972 through 1976. And as you know, the lead singer of Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes is the late, great Teddy Pendergrass. And yes, this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And the members of Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes were Harold Melvin, who is also deceased, Bernard Williams, Roosevelt Brody, Jesse Gillis Jr., Franklin Peeker, John Atkins, T. Teddy Pendergrass, Lawrence Brown, Bernard Wilson, Lloyd Parks, Jerry Cummings. Also, they used to have a guest vocalist, Miss Sharon Page, David Ebo, Dwight Johnson, William Spratelli, and Gil Saunders. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming at you next, baby, we're going to give you some Satin Soul by Mr. Barry White. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Also known as Mr. Barry White here on A Bowl of Soul. And this is Professor T. Love coming at you. Barry White was born September 12th, 1944, and he passed away July 4th, 2003. He was an American composer and singer-songwriter. He is a five-time Grammy Award winner known for his distinctive bass voice and romantic image. Barry White's greatest successes came in the 1970s as a solo singer with the Love Unlimited Orchestra, baby. And he also had songs that didn't have any vocalists, like this song, Satin Soul. He crafted many enduring soul, funk, and disco songs, such as his two biggest hits, You're the First, The Last, My Everything, Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe. Worldwide, Barry White had gold and platinum albums and singles with combined sales of over $100 million. Barry White was born in Galveston, Texas, and he passed away in Los Angeles, California. He covered the genres of soul, disco, funk, and R&B. One of the songs that I love that he sings is Practice What You Preach and Ecstasy, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and I'm on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, baby. And coming at you next, the songwriter who assisted Marvin Gaye with producing one of his biggest LPs, Not Only What's Going On, But I Want You, singing with the late great Miss Minnie Riperton, talking about Instant Love. This is a song that was also sung by The Main Ingredient. But check it out, and this is A Bowl of Soul. You're listening to A Bowl of Soul on the Progressive Radio Network.
Instant love. Changes. Our ESP is so complete. Baby, when it's really strangers, we just never got a chance to make. Hey, yeah. Oh, I wanna do is hold you morning and night and in between.
This is A Bowl of Soul talking about instant love, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul coming at you, baby. That's Mr. Leon Ware. And Leon Ware is a soul music singer, songwriter, and producer. He is best known for crafting the hit album I Want You, originally recorded for Ware until friend and Motown icon Marvin Gaye was assigned to the album in 1976. Leon Ware is also notable for writing the top five R&B single for Michael Jackson, I Wanna Be Where You Are, in 1972, and creating the Body Heat album with Quincy Jones. He has also collaborated with Maxwell on his debut album, Maxwell Urban Hang Suite. Leon Ware was born February 16, 1940. He is 71 years old. He was born in Detroit, Michigan. And some of the genres of music that Leon Ware covers is R&B, dance, soul, disco, funk, and jazz. And as I stated to you before, on this song, Minnie Riperton sang vocals with him as well on this song. And Leon Ware, he's mostly known for being a songwriter, and his songwriting career started in the spring of 1967. He also co-wrote along with Ivy Hunter and Steve Bowden for the Isley Brothers, the recording Got to Have You Back. And also, Leon would collaborate with Ike and Tina Turner, co-writing six songs on their United Artists album called Nuff Said. He also, he co-wrote with Diana Ross's brother, Arthur T-Boy Ross, I Wanna Be Where You Are, in which that album had peaked at number 2 in the R&B charts in 1972 and number 16 on the pop charts. He has also written songs for Donnie Hathaway, the Jackson 5, Average White Band, The Miracles, and others. And this is Ebola Soul. And coming at you next is Miss Smooth Talk. This song was the self-entitled LP Smooth Talk from a young Evelyn Champagne King. Came out in 1977 on the RCA label. This is A Bowl of Soul. Listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. again. This is a bowl of soul, baby. That's Miss Evelyn Champagne King talking about smooth talk, baby. And as you know, Evelyn Champagne King was born July 1st, 1960. She is an American R&B disco and post-disco singer. Some of her best-known songs are Shame, Love Come Down, I'm in Love, I Don't Know If It's Right. And this was one of my favorite songs off of her self-entitled LP that came out in 1977 called Smooth Talk. As you know, Evelyn Champagne King, she was raised in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, but she was born in the Bronx, New York. Her uncle, Avon Long, had played the part of Sportin' Life in Porgy and Bess, which is now currently on Broadway, and worked with Lena Horne at the Cotton Club. Her father sang backup for groups at the Harlem's Apollo Theater. Evelyn Champagne King was discovered while working with her mother at Philadelphia International Records as a cleaning woman. A producer, Theodore T. Life, overheard her singing in a washroom and began coaching her. She was eventually signed to a production deal with Life's Galaxy Productions and a recording contract with RCA. And as I stated to you before, this was her debut album, Smooth Talk, in 1977. The album included the song Shame, which is her only top 10 hit on the Billboard Hot 100, peaking at number 9. The song also reached number 7 R&B and number 8 on the dance chart. The record was eventually certified gold. Another single from that album, I Don't Know If It's Right, peaked at number 23 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 7 R&B. This will become her second certified gold single. In 1981, the single I'm in Love was released from the same title album. It reached number 1 on the R&B singles chart and dance chart in August of that year. It also peaked at number 40 on the pop charts. And in 1982, Evelyn Champagne King released the album Get Loose. It yielded a top 20 pop and number 1 R&B hit called Love Come Down. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And coming at you next, another super group, when they left Motown, they did extremely well under the tutelage of Mr. Tom Bell from Philadelphia. The Spinners, talking about Mighty Love. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Sometimes make a rich man weep, and not
Y'all, that's the Mighty Spinners, the Detroit Spinners, not the United Kingdom Spinners. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And we're going to get ready to pause for the cause. And yes, we're back, and this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And I just wanted to hit you off with the Spinners, who is they are a soul music vocal group. The Spinners are still active to this day. There are two remaining members from the original set of Spinners. They have been active for over 50 years. Do you believe that? The Spinners started in 1954. And they're looking at 57 years in show business. And with a long run of pop and R&B hits, especially during the 1970s, like I said, you know, Tom Bell breathed new life into the Spinners once they left Motown. You know, they were introduced to Motown by Harvey Fuqua on the Tri-Fi label. They had this great doo-wop song called That's What Girls Are Made Of. And then they had a song called It's a Shame, which was written by Stevie Wonder, and it was led vocally by G.C. Cameron. But the Spinners basically were on the Tri-Fi, Motown, Atlantic, and Tamla labels. They were associated with Harvey Fuqua, Stevie Wonder, Dionne Warwick, especially on the song Then Came You, which they Dionne Warwick sung with the Spinners, and in particular, one of the great lead vocalists, Felipe Wynn. The current members of the Spinners are Henry Fambro, Bobby Smith, Charlton Washington, Marvin Taylor, Jesse Robert Peck. The two original members that are still left are Henry Fambro and Bobby Smith. The past members were Billy Henderson, who is deceased, Purvis Jackson, who is deceased, C.P. Spencer, who is deceased. He was original member. James Edwards was also an original member, but he is still alive. George Dixon, he was like maybe a substitute singer, deceased in 2005. Joe Stubbs, who is the brother of Levi Stubbs, is also deceased. Edgar Chico Edwards is deceased. G.C. Cameron was also a lead vocalist. He's still living, and he also sings with the Temptations. Felipe Wynn, who was critical to the success of the Spinners in the 70s, he has been deceased. Jonathan Edwards, Harold Spike, Bonhart, Frank Washington. And like I said, the Spinners were on Motown for a long time, I believe from as early as 1954 up until their departure, I believe in 1970 or 71. And like I said, you know, they were very successful. It's like some artists that were on Motown that didn't get the attention that they were supposed to get, sometimes new life was breathed into them when they left Motown. And in particular, the Isley Brothers were on Motown as well. They had really one great hit was This Old Heart of Mine. They had some other B-side hits, but they came to life when they went on their own and they started publishing and writing their own songs, and it started with It's Your Thing. But with the Spinners, they were very successful in the 70s. I mean, Games People Play, One of a Kind, Love Affair, Could It Be I'm Falling in Love, I'll Be Around, How Could I Let You Get Away, which was one of my favorite sweet Philly soul songs. And like I said, the Spinners were produced by Tom Bell. And again, I played Mighty Love for You, which was their album, I'm Coming Home, Love Don't Love Nobody, and then the collaboration with Dionne Warwick. Then came You, and then Just Can't Stop It, Games People Play, The Rubber Band Man. You know, the list goes on and on and on. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and coming at you next is some Chicago soul from another lady who was not only a singer, but she was a songwriter, and she wrote Whispers Getting Louder for Jackie Wilson. Coming at you next on A Bowl of Soul, Miss Barbara Acklin talking about Love Makes a Woman. You're listening to A Bowl of Soul on the Progressive Radio Network. In the fire, it was burning. Sweetheart, I know you'd have been learning. Talking about Love Makes a Woman, and this is A Bowl of Soul. And just to give you a little background on Barbara Acklin, her name is Barbara Jean Acklin, born February 28th, 1943, and we lost Barbara Jean Acklin on November 27th, 1998. Barbara Acklin was an American soul singer and songwriter who was most successful in the 1960s and 1970s. Her biggest hit as a singer was Love Makes a Woman in 1968. As a songwriter, she is best known for co-writing Have You Seen Her with Eugene Record, the lead singer of the Shy Lights. She was born in Oakland, California, and moved with her family to Chicago, Illinois in 1948. She was encouraged to sing as a child by the age of 11, and she sang regularly as a soloist at the New Zion Baptist Church. And as a teenager, she started singing at nightclubs in Chicago. She graduated from Dunbar Vocational High School. She worked as a secretary at St. Lawrence Records. And her first record was released on a subsidiary special agent label under the pseudonym Barbara Allen, and was produced by her cousin, producer and saxophonist Monk Higgins. She also worked as a backup singer at Chess Records in Chicago on recordings by Etta James, Fontella Bass, Coco Taylor, and others. However, in 1966, she started working as a receptionist at Brunswick Records, Chicago office, where she submitted demo recordings of some of her own songs to producer Carl Davis. Carl Davis was the producer, along with Sonny Sanders, producing Jackie Wilson at the time when he went over to the Brunswick label. One of her songs, Whispers Getting Louder, which she had co-written with David Scott, formerly of the Five Deutones, was recorded by Jackie Wilson and became his biggest hit for 3 years, reaching number 5 on the Billboard R&B chart and number 11 on the Hot 100. Jackie Wilson then helped secure her a recording contract with Brunswick. Her first two singles for the label was unsuccessful, but her third, Show Me the Way to Go, which if you heard Show Me the Way, the way I heard Show Me the Way to Go, which was a duet with Gene Chandler, I heard the reggae rock steady version of that before I found out that that was a song she did with Gene Chandler, made the R&B chart. She began writing songs with Eugene Record, who was the lead singer of the Shy Lights, but some but not all sources state that they were later married. But they co-wrote the Peaches and Herb hit Two Little Kids. And then she went on to have one of the biggest records of her career, which is Love Makes a Woman. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And coming at you next is the Ambassadors, talking about I Can't Believe You Love Me. This song was also done by Tammy Terrell. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Believe That You Love Me. And that's the Ambassadors from Philadelphia. They had like one album called Soul Summit, and on that album was I Really Love You, Baby, 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 yes I do. And that song was originally done by Dee Dee Sharp, like maybe 5 or 6 years before they actually did it. But it really became a hit for them. But you can say that the Ambassadors were kind of like one-hit wonders. But you have to get their album called The Soul Summit. And a lot of this music that I'm playing here on Ebola Soul, you can obtain this music on soulmusic.com. You can also go to soultracks.com, which basically has reissues of old music, old soul music, R&B music. A lot of these records are getting reissued again on CD. You can download them as MP3s. You can also get biographies on a lot of the soul music, R&B artists that you hear, even the new independent R&B music, new artists that are carrying on the tradition of soul music. One thing about Ebola Soul is that we do encourage and we do play the new soul music that's coming out from all over the world. I mean, I've gotten soul music from the Arab Emirates. But I definitely wanted to give a shout out to soultracks.com. You definitely want to check out soulpatrol.net, which is run by Mr. Bob Davis, who is a rhythm and blues biographer. You can get, he has interviewed many of the soul artists that I've had on my show, and you can definitely check out his website. He also premieres a lot of the new R&B that's going on out here. And definitely, I wanted to give a shout out to Mr. Robert Davis, Bob Davis of soulpatrol.net. You can catch Ebola Soul with continuous soul music on live365.com. You can definitely check me out on podomatic.com, which I have my podcast as well. And you can hit me up on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul, ABOWLOFSOUL, and you can hit me up on Facebook as well. And coming to your neighborhood soon, A Bowl of Soul will finally have its website where you can go and download some of my shows, and then also you'll be able to purchase some of the merchandise, as well as show you some of the links to other sites that are promoting soul music. I want to give up a big up to my international fans that have been listening to Ebola Soul, and I definitely want to say thank you so much for caring enough to continue to listen to my show, and it's catching on. And this is Ebola Soul, and coming at you next, we got to play Brothers and Sisters from MFSB, and this is A Bowl of Soul. y'all. Mother, father, sister, brother. That is MFSB, baby, giving you some of that nice Philly soul. Coming at you next, 21 Questions, featuring Nate Dogg's rap by Mr. 50 Cent. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
New York City, you are now rapping.
Fish stunts in my 745. You drive me crazy, shorty. I need to see you and feel you next to me. I provide everything you need, and I like your smile. I don't want to see you cry. Got some questions that I gotta ask, and I hope you can come up with the answers, baby.
Girl, it's easy to love me now, but you love me if I was down and out. But you still have love for me, girl. It's easy to love me now, but you love me if I was down and out. But you still have love for me,
if I fell off tomorrow, would you still love me? If I didn't smell so good, would you still hug me? If I got locked up and sent this to a quarter century, could I count on you to be there to support me mentally? If I went back to a hoopty for my bands, would you poof and disappear like some of my friends? If I was hit and I was hurt, would you be by my side? If it was time to put in work, would you be down to ride? I'd get out and feeling, chill and drive. I'm asking questions to find out how you feel inside. If I ain't rap, cause I flip burgers at Burger King, would you be ashamed to tell your friends you're feeling me? In the bed, if I use my tongue, would you like that? If I wrote you a love letter, would you write back? Now we can have a little drink, you know, a nightcap, and we can go do what you like. I know you like that.
Girl, it's easy to love me now, would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
Now would you leave me if your father found out I was thugging? Do you believe me when I tell you, you the one I'm loving? Are you mad cause I'm asking you 21 questions? Are you my soulmate? Cause if so, girl, you're a blessing. Do you trust me enough to tell me your dreams? I'm staring at you trying to figure how you got in them jeans. If I was down, would you say things to make me smile? I treat you how you want to be treated, just teach me how. If I was with some other chick or someone happened to see, and when you asked me about it, I said it wasn't me. Would you believe me or up and leave me? How deep is our bond if that's all it takes for you to be gone? We only humans, girl, we make mistakes. To make it up, I do whatever it takes. I love you like a fat kid love cake. You know my style, I say anything to make you smile.
Girl, it's easy to love me now, would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Girl, it's easy to love me now, would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me?
Could you love me in a bed?
Could you love me on a bus? I'll ask 21 questions, and they all about us. Could you love me in a bed? Could you love me on a bus? I'll ask 21 questions, and they all about us.
And this is A Bowl of Soul playing you some Curtis Jackson, also known as 50 Cent. And yeah, this is A Bowl of Soul. We're going to wrap up, baby. We're going to hit you up. We're going to leave you with something gut-wrenching, something to snap your fingers to, just to let people know that you feel like busting loose. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And remember, you can catch me on live365.com, and I'm also on the Rhythm Lounge. You can catch me on Sundays from 7 to 8 p.m. on www.rhythmlounge.com, baby. And we're on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. You can also hit up the archives, And if you want to hear some of my past shows, and like I said, if you want to hit me up on Twitter, it's A Bowl of Soul, at A Bowl of Soul, or you can hit me up on Gmail, A Bowl of Soul, @gmail.com. And I'm going to leave you with Bustin' Loose by Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers. And this is A Bowl of Soul. You're listening to A Bowl of Soul on the Progressive Radio Network.
Keep what you got until you get what you need, y'all. You got to give a lot just to get what you need sometimes, y'all.
To A Bowl of Soul. I want to wish each and every one of you a happy new year, happy 2012, a happy new beginning. And I look forward to entertaining most of you on the Progressive Radio Network. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's A Bowl of Soul. Happy Friday and happy new year.